sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uTanono Kawande obesipha indaba zolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesithathu mhlazi ku-25 Zibandlela 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, iqula elilungiselela ukuphenduka kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ekhaya zivela kwele South Africa ngonhlangula mhla kuphela ukusebenza ama-permits azo lethekelele umngcele we-Bate Bridge izolo ukuyahlola umumo.
Umuntu bengacabanga ukuthi iqule linjalo kumele ngabe selafika nakuzizalwane ezingapha lizwisise vele ukuthi bangaki, banjani, bangobani abafuna ukubuyela.
Lamuhla kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane lokhetho, isiphathamandla sebandla le-MRP sithi uhlelo lwemingcele yokuvota lwe-delimitation lujonge ukunciphisa izigaba zemathepheleleni.
Khangela ukuthi iBulawayo bayenzeni, ama constituencies were reconfigured alemphupho wonke alemphupho ama constituencies emathebeleleni siyambe mangwe lemathobo mangwe bayibambanisa iGwanda Central Range Town kwenzakala emathebeleleni.
Kodwa abezana PF bathi impela iZEC yenza amaphutha kulelo hlelo, kodwa akusamelanga kukhalalwe njengomuntu olahla amanzi okugezisa umntwana ndawonye lomntwana wakhona.
Laba abayithwakazi okukuthi kuthiwa bona bafuna ukwenza i-mass action, hayi ikuphupha. Silesifiso sokuthi ukuphupha kwabo kuphelele ekulaleni kwabo. Akula muntu oyenza i-mass action ngenxa ye-document elezeki.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Iqula elakhethwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi lilungiselele ukuphenduka kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ekhaya zivela kwele South Africa ngonhlangula mhla kuphela umsebenzi ama-permits azo lethekelele umngcele we-Bate Bridge izolo ukuyahlola ukuthi umumo ulungele ukwamukela abantu laba na abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 178,000. Unobhala wogatsha lwezokwethulwa kwembiko umnumzana Nick Mangwana wazise enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter ukuthi iqula leli beliyehlola njalo lesimo somvikela. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ziqoqa ukuphenduka ekhaya ngoba uhulumende wele South Africa esithi kasoze avuselele ama-permits. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumeli senhlanganiso emela izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa eZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Kungabe kuyinto enhle nakhona nje ngiyaqala ukuza ukuthi sekule iqula lelo lenza lawo malungiselelo. Umuntu bengacabanga ukuthi iqule linjalo kumele ngabe selafika nakuzizalwane ezingapha lizwisise vele ukuthi bangaki, banjani, bangobani abafuna ukubuyela. Kodwa-ke asingeke sikusole lokhu ukuthi iqula seliqalile ukwenza amalungiselelo likhangekhangele kona e-Bate Bridge Border Post ukuthi kuyongeneka kanjani. Siyakwamukela kakhulu lokho.
Abantu khona ngapho abakhangelelwe ukuphelelwa ngamaphepha bathi bayaphenduka ngobunengi yini baqoqana?
Abantu thina masibezwa uyavezwa nje ukuthi bona basesenethemba lokuthi kukhona okuzoyenzeka, ikakhulu abantu bakhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe i-court case le afakwayo izinhlangano ezinkluda iHelen Suzman mhlawumbe ingaletha some sort of relief, ngoba abantu uma bekukhangele ngomnotho waseZimbabwe abakuboni ukuthi kungabe kuzosebenzeka uma beqhubeka besiye ekhaya. Kodwa-ke isikhathi sesigijimile kakhulu, nakhona nje abantu singababoni be-aplaya kakhulu, kusho ukuthi abanye nje sebezitshele ukuthi come what may yikho lokho kuzoba khona. So si-expect ukuthi vele bazaba khona abantu abazodinga ukurepatriatwa. Ngike ngakhulumisana nomunye umama lapho weyinye inhlangano yabomama ngama migrants lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi sebasondela kakhulu eminyangweni eminingi abalitholi uncedo oluzwakalayo ukuthi i-repatriation izokwenziwa kanjani. And manje masisizwa kule qula likahulumende seliqalile amalungiselelo lawo, kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba nathi sesake sa konda abantu abanjenge International Organization for Migration IOM organe United Nations sizama ukuxoxisana ngalokho ukuthi i-repatriation izoba kanjani. Siyakunanzelela thina ukuthi South Africa iya kuma elections nayo kulo unyaka olandelayo, njalo imoya iphezulu, abantu bakhahlamizekile kakhulu, kuyacaca la manje emaklinika lapha abantu bayaxoxwa sekunzima impela. So kungaba kuhle impela ukuthi uhulumende nezinhlangano sibambisane sibumba nesifakheni uhlelo oluphilayo mpela lokuthi i-repatriation yabantu nemchaqa nayo kuzohanjiswa kanjani.
Ukungaba lesidingo yini Mkhwananzi sokuthi lelo qula likamongameli iMnangagwa lize khona ngapho eNingizimu Afrika lize khuluma labantu?
Vele kumqoka ngoba angazi ukuthi phela imali lingayenza lona amalungiselelo aziwa yilo abantu abayibo aba-affected lingabathintanga liyabe lithi liwenzela abani futhi liyabe lizwisisani ngoba okunye okuhluphayo ngezinye iy'ngatha zikahulumende ziyathanda ukuprescribe ama-solution ebantwini zingabazwisisanga, kugcina kungasabi nomphumelo oncedisa abantu. Kumele ngabe bayeza kwenziwe even a-workshop and understanding ukuthi i-repatriation vele normal ihamba kanje, what are the waivers ezizophiwa abantu ngoba abantu abaningi bayethukile abakwazi. Kunjenje umthetho ungabe usithi wena ma ulemota ingangena mhlawumbe le-state duty free kuthiwe mebhinge eyodwa, kodwa mhlawumbe kuthiwe kumele ngabe i-certain month old or ye-old whatever okuthiwo, wena uthola ukuthi vele athi ungakazi uthenga imota kodwa usuzothola okuyi-provident fund wakho nxa uthi usu-resigna ufuna ukuthenga imota or ufuna ukuthenga some input or whatever ufuna ukuhambisa ekhaya. Kumele u-explainelwe in time kwenzela ukuthi nawe understand nawe u-explain ama-constraints akho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Ube xoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo Studio 7 eseJohannesburg.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Asambeni madoda siyovota. Sivote lenkolo.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Madoda siyovota. Sivote
lenkolo. Lamuhla kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane lokhetho. Isiphathamandla se-MRP sithi uhlelo lwemingcele yokhetho olwe-delimitation lujonge ukunciphisa izigaba zeMatabeleland. Amabandla phose wonke ayakhonona ngohlelo lwe-delimitation lolu. Ukhona umlandeli webandla lezano PF osekhweze loludaba emthethwandaba esithi kumele ugwalo lwe-ZEC lungemukelwa ngoba amakomishina ayisikhombisa awalusayinanga lolugwalo, okutsho ukuthi umthetho wephulwa ngoba kumele kusayinwe yiwo wonke amakomishina e-ZEC ayithoba munwe munye. Umthethwandaba wahala ukuthonisa loludaba ngesiphangiphangi. Osaphethe isikhundla somgcinisihlalo wogatsha lwabatsha kubandla le-MRP umnumzana Mudenda Chilumbo utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi abalwamukeli lolugwalo olusayinwe ngumongameli Mnangagwa ngomvulo walubuyisela ku-ZEC.
Ngiyabonga baba Chris Gande Twalumba Twalumba kapha. Endabeni ye-delimitation i-report ekhitshwe yi-ZEC, thina njengemthwakazi Republic Party asila anything esi-accepta. Experts has spoken, professionals has spoken, church leaders has spoken, political parties has spoken. Matabeleland is a big loss if we can allow this report to be made to be the final. I mean khangela ukuthi ibulawayo bayenzeni, ama consequences were configured alemthupho wonke alemthupho ama constituencies eMatabeleland sihambe mangwe lematobo mangwe bayibambanisa iGwanda Central Rechitawu kwenzakala eMatabeleland. Thina sithi this is a flawed process, ayira credibility to decide impilo zabantu. Impilo zabantu ziqhatheke kakhulu, ama resources ayaphela, ama resources aphela ngawethu. So thina we are not going to accept that nxa kuyukuthi bazayenza ngenkani njengoba becommanda i 2/3 majority in parliament. Thina we are going to call for mass action as iMthwakazi Republic Party. across three provinces esilazo Matebele North, Matebele South, Lebulawayo Metropolitan.
Kodwa ibandla leZANU-PF lalo lithi alisuthiseki ngohlelo lolu. Lithini lina ngalokho?
Siyakwazi abaqalisa ukwenza lokhu, that is what we call management of public perception. Abantu abamanejwayo ngabantu. ZANU-PF knows very well ukuthi election irigwa njani. They rig the process such as of this nature. So in the event we allow them to go ahead with this flawed process, AKP report lay, what it means is baza chinja le paipi. Jengo wa vele two-third majority of parliament. Abanla wale potential yoku chinja I paipi ruguli amen. If we are not going to be so much careful, we need to be careful. We are fighting a system that is much corrugated. So as soon as we get it in a mass action.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Mudenda Chilumbo osaphethe isikhundla somgcinisihlalo ogatsha lwabatsha kubandla le-MRP. Njengoba iStudio 7 ingasekela ihlangothi, sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Kudakwashe Munsaka ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Yebo nje ukhulumile okunye okuba liqiniso, kodwa okunye ucine sephambanisa ngoba usefaka i-tribalism ukuthi iye phambili. Ngokubona kwami omunye umbono yakhe i-valid ngempela. Kukhala abaningi nge-delimitation exercise, izekhi ayenzanga ngendlela kade sikhangelele engayo ilizwe lonke. Lokho nje kuvama ngoba umsebenzi wakhona sazi nje ubabayandele labo benze mistake lapha nalaphayana. Kodwa akutsho ukuthi bayenze emadebhelelenti kuphela, hhatshi nelizwe lonke. It's not like ukuthi kuthiwa Bulawayo madebhelelenti South and North, bengafaka ukuthi kube yi-tribal. Labantu abayokogudu labo balokunye kwabo okukhala abakhala ngakho, abaseHarare balokwabo abakhala ngakho, abasendaweni ezijeniyo emashonelenti balokwabo abakhala ngakho. Lathi sinje abantu bebhinga siyakhala, sitshona sikhala i-delimitation, sikhuluma ukuthi why ibhinga ingaphiwa ama-constituents amathathu. Yona ilabantu abarejistileyo abakwana more than 81,000, abantu abakwanisa ukuthi bebe ngama-constituents amathathu but ayiphiwa. Siyakhala nje lathi njengebhinga, kodwa nxa sikhala sifakanga i-tribal yokuthi thina ngoba singamadonga, sikhala ngokuthi izekhi nje iphambanise i-exercise yabo ilizwe lonke. Kunjalo nje ukubana ama-recommendation avele ku-parliament bewa-implemente njengokupromisa kwabo. Bengawa-implementa njengokuthembisa kwabo, hhatshi kuyabe kungcono ngoba kulalapha i-process enje izathabisa wonke umuntu. Kulalaba abazathaba, kulabanye laba abazazonda. Kodwa ngokubona nge-wisdom ye-parliament lokho asebebanikele ukuthi belungisise, ngibona kuyinto ezaba mnandi ezenza ukuthi wonke umuntu ethabe. So yindaba enzakalayo. So ngingathi nje mina okuqakathekileyo engakutshengela ubaba uMdenda ukuthi akamelele i-outcome, i-final document evela kuzekhi. I-document iyabe silama-recommendation omongameli welizwe ubaba uMnangagwa. I-document elama-recommendation e-adhoc committee e-parliament. I-committee yokubana ibe ngelaZANU-PF kuphela, ibile-CCC, ibile-MDC, representative wabo chief njalo. I-committee ekade ilamadonga, ilamandebele, ilamashona, njalo njalo. So i-committee esikhangelele ukuthi hhatshi iza iyasinika ama-recommendation okuthi kube ngcono ku-report eyezekhi. So hhatshi laba abamthwakazi okukuthi kuthiwa bona bafuna ukwenza i-mass action, hhayi ikuphupha. Silesifiso sokuthi ukuphupha kwabo kuphelele ekulaleni kwabo. Akula muntu oyenza i-mass action ngenxa ye-document elezekhi. Ikukhuluma nje okwemuntu ochazekayo nje ukuthi abalaleli bethi hayi ukhulume ama-points avalid, kodwa hayi umuntu nje olesigwinqa emlonyweni. Akula mass action esiyikhangeleleyo, i-process eyenzakaleyo ezekhi ngabe sebeyaphambanisile labo, kodwa bazamile ukwenza umsebenzi wabo. Siyabonga.
Hayi lathi siyabonga mnumzana Kudakwashe Musaka, isiphathamandla sebandla leZANU-PF obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 esebhinga. Lokhe sikudaba lwezokhetho, umkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa izolo besemthethwandaba eHarare ezoseka amalunga ebandla lakhe angama-26 abotshwa ngomgqibelo eBudiriro eHarare. Uchamisa uthi ukubotshwa kwabantu laba kutshengisa ukuthi ibandla lezano PF litshaywa luvalo njalo seliphelelwe. Inyosi ezilolujhu yizo ezilumayo ngalokho kumele amalunga la abekezele, kutsho uChamisa. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
Zirukuiti guys, kupererwa. Kwa muna ngakwa. Kwa gautane mkate. Ino uta huwa nikwe mkate. Josa kama kuona gondara shaya. Niyo rino kumbane mara. Ndosa kama kumbono chelecha habata kunonga. Unononga madara yeke zulara mira yipamba mstriti kubudiriro. Instead yokutu anuasumu zirgo anuano kanganiswa. Izo zunora kisa kupererwa. Asika, sunora kusa hakuno pera. Ndo zaadu makata anu shura machero. So, tafita ura wana skala. Vese, wana chibaya. Vese warukuta mbukua. Watunga mine vidu wana machinga uta. Simbai, hakuna chino wea nyore. Nyuchi zinoruma ndo zine uchi. Ngarema, sunga woma asi makata anu shura machero.
Laoge nga mazwi, umkokeli webanda le CCC, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Asambeni madoda siyovota. Sivotele nkulu.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Madoda siyovota. Sivotele nkulu.
Asambeni thina kwedakile.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu be-internet lezimlife.com lilodaba lokuthi owayelipholisa uJason Muvevi owabotshelwa ukubulala abantu abathathu sokuthiwa nguye owabulala omunye njalo umuntu osihlanu othiwa nguNyarai Round. Leli phephandaba lithi owabotshelwa ukubulala uRound uNyasha Yusen usezakhululwa ngemva kwenyanga ezintathu evalelwe. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usefikile kwele Senegal lapho akhangelelwe ukungena umhlangano wezokudla weDakar Feed Africa Summit. Mnangagwa ukhathwe ngabaphathi ntambo abambalwa leziphathamandla zikahulumende ezingaqanjwanga inani lazo. Okwamanje singilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Vuka Mthokazi Vuka, siyabingelela okhulumayo uDiji Lamba. Sihalalisela omalayija abasihlukumeza noMnangagwa. Ngoba befisa vele ukuthi nesihlale emazweni ukuze bekwazi ukulayija izinto zethu. Ngapha silwa noSatan, silwa lenja ezalele endlini, bona bayithatha bayifaka endlini. Kungasokuthukana nje lokhu kubaxwayisa ukuthi into abayenzayo umalayija iyayangisa. Mnangagwa lapha khona ujabulile, uyabona ukuthi abantu basesindebeleni kabayazi into abayifunayo. Abayazi into abayifunayo abantu basesindebeleni. Thina esiseleyo sithi Vuka Mthokazi Vuka, hotelani MRP lizokhululeka lizodla uluju, lizodla cha. Konke liyabe likudinga leyo selikuthola eduze. Khathesi abantu bayakhe izindlu azinalutho phakathi. Angazi into eliyifunayo emashonini yini. Ichiya imbali yakini libalekele embali embalini zabanye abantu. Hayi, kuyayavisa into yakithi. Ma uthi into yakithi impela iyayavisa. Omalayitsha kuba yibo abaseka imthwakazi, beqinise imthwakazi, kube yibo ababhala ilizwi lemthwakazi belihambise ebazalini. Hayi, sidangele impela.
Ngibingelele njalo kustudio 7. Ngingabe linjani lonke basakazi. Ngijabula ngoba ikhona enye indoda nayo esivezile lokhu lami engicabangayo. Ngabantu labo kuthiwa nguBongani Mkhwanazi lalowo kuthiwa nguMabhena lowo. Lama abantu laba ngihlala ngizibuza ngabe ukuthi kathi bamele baphi abantu baseZimbabwe, ngoba uma bekhuluma bangathi ba-against abantu baseZimbabwe. indoda sikuvezile lapho kumsakazi. Kanti libela abantu baseZimbabwe kuphi libamela ngokwenzani? Ngicabanga ukuthi lina lani ngilingabanye abantu eliyiziporoli zedudula. Ngoba into eliyikhuluma yayizwakali. Umela kanjani abantu be against bona? Uthatha izinto ozithatha kuma social media ube suzisebenzisa futhi ukuba against laba abantu othi bamele. Mina lapho egoli ngifike lami ngo-1989 angaze ngizwe ukuthi sokuthiwa kulabantu abamele iZimbabwe community. Lokho elikukhulumayo limele yiphi abaphi abantu baseZimbabwe kanti? Hayi, into yena izwakali bafowethu.
Salibonani ku Studio 7, salibonani ku Studio 7, yadibingelela abasakazi ba Studio 7 lonke. Ngithanda lonke uPresident Jeremiah abaqala ngabo 2000 khonale. Lokho esibalalele lalamhla uChris Gandhi wonke nje ngelisikambi ngamabizo nizenze iqhedi. Abomuntu ngamile inkomo. Hayi, bantu ba Studio 7 ake lifunde irecord yami ngeke ngizizwe lami ngikhuluma. Kule nye engayifaka last week lapha ngizwe ikhuluma ngesihlalo. Kanti bona abantu bezana PF lo abethi sahlala sikhala njalo. Bona nje wabevimbe amalokhuza, amarali. Bathi ukuthi ilokhuza iTCCC iwenze ngapi? Abantu bakhona bangezinhlamba bophuma babopha nje mahlayana, benze lokho lokho abakufunayo. Bethi hey kuboshwa abantu abangamahlonga ndlebe. Bathi nxa usenza umhlangano ulihlonga ndlebe, bona bezana benza imihlangano bangamahlonga ndlebe yini? Indaba bengabotshwa ngokuthi abahlonga ndlebe babenzeni wababezama ukuinforma abantu babo ukuthi kumele senze so senze so lathi sikhona ukunqoba kulolu khetho oluzayo. Basi abuse kakhulu abantu bezana PF ngele umnanga kumbuso wakhe ule abuse umnanga ngo 82 83 bathi bikho ku round eMandebeleni. Mina ngiwe eMandebeleni waselubhana mafu wathumi kuground anti wamatela abantwana bayi 12 uthe sesiya kufa antela abantwana bayi 5 i-7 yahle yabulawa kuground the same day. Ababili babulawa esitolo besesitolo esinye ababili labo babulawa same day 7 khathi sinaphathi sabantu bethu bazama ukuya eBotswana silomntwana oselunye inyoka khonapha ekuze emabulo ulunye inyoka wafa. So kuyemsebenzi yakhe mina kakho ukuthi ngoba izana ayinamsebenzi abantwana bazaphila njani? Sekake lizame sibili nangikwazi ukuthi athathe kungenziwa njani ngisibone ngoba ukuthi ama election angarunwa yibo. Hayi, ngoba into yabo lezeki into eyi-1 akula nto engahamba la unless kube labanye nje abantu ama-election la. Besides lokhu kafanele ukuthi sidlalise amavoti ethu kwi-ZANU PF.
Sibingelele emsakazweni, sibonge kakhulu ngomsebenzi omuhle, sibingelele labalaleli bomsakazo. Umbuzo wami usekutheni namhlanje, njengoba siya kwi-election manje, i-ZANU PF le government yakhona yonke yona le holwa ngumnanga bakhanya ngani abafuni ukuthi kube le free and fair election ngoba bakhanya bayethukile kakhulu. Besesaba i-CCC ngoba babona ukuthi i-CCC isentandweni yeningi, abantu bonke sebevolte yiwe ngaba le hope ukuthi mhlawumbe ingakhula leli lizwe. Since 1980 bekhandela ukuhlupheka iZimbabwe, ikhandwa yibo uMgabe labomnangagwa. Besiba lokuchuka, umbuso wokuchuka, ukubulala, ukucindezela, ukuthi umuntu ongaboni ngasolinye laye kumele bamginathele ehlale ejele afele khona noma bembulale nje ephila. So umbuzo wami sekutheni-ke, ma bengabuyela bebuse ngenkanje wavele bebusa ngenkanje, ilizwe leli bafuna ukulenzani? Bafuna ukwenzelana amaZimbabweni zonke lawa agcwele emazweni amanye lawo mazwe angasafunekiwo njengabo-South Africa, ukuthi amaZimbabweni ala e-South Africa la manye njako amanye amazwe, bona ma bethatha umbuso lonyaka futhi enye 5 years bafuna ukwenzani? Babenzeleni amaZimbabweni ahlukumezeke kangaka umhlaba wonke, la maZimbabweni lawo akhona ekhaya njengamanje adlala ukuhlupheka, imisebenzi ingekho, imithi ezibhedlela ingekho, impilo nje yomuntu ingekho, amanzi besehlula la ukugubha amadamu. Since 1980 u-Ian Smith wayegubhe nje amadamu amancane ongoncema dam lokhuyana kuze kube namanje. Ebhekele uSmith ukuthi kule population yabantu abancane, abantu sebebaningi bengaka, iZANU PF kamnangakwa igubhe liphi idamu lokuthi abantu bekwazi ukuphuza amanzi? So mna ngibabuza nje umbuzo owodwa, beyiZANU bafuna ukulenzani leli lizwe njengoba 40 years behlulekile plus sebezilabo sebegugile, basafunda enye 5 years benzeni ngayo? Yini bangakela amaZimbabweni eziyele kuvote ekhululeke ma bengasayifuni iZANU bayeke baphume befake umuntu abamthandayo ozaba namandla okukhulu lamaZimbabwe abisele isithunzi samaZimbabweni? Why bengakwenzi lokho? Siyabonga. Khulumayo ngoSidumbu.
Salibonani Studio 7, ngiyalibingelela lonke. Mina uMaganyane, mina mphendula le indaba yokuthi abantu banatha injengu, kwakhona kunjengu sivile banathi njengu kodwa kati injengule ilungiswa ngapha anti vele into yonke isezimbodleni yabhaluthi ilungiswa yili company akuye botshona leyo I company ethengisa injengu eyiyo ephambanisa umhlaba wonke akubothi wena leyo I company kungani kati lokufutsopho kubutwa abantu kungavulayo kungavulayo ikhanda anti nyoka vele cha ekhanda kubothi umsila wenyoka kati ngiyakubuza kubothi umsila wenyoka ngokuthi ikhanda
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umnotho welemelika ubikwa ulokhu uqina kulandela ukuvuthuzwa kwawo lubhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Sikhuluma nje umnotho welizwe udale imisebenzi edlula izigidi ezine lengxenye 4.5 million ngomnyaka odluleyo. Leli linani elikhulu okungakaze kubonakale welizweni le-Emelika. Kambe inhlelo zikamongameli Biden zokuvuselela umnotho welizwe ziyasebenza na? Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lolandela izombusazwe welemelika umnumzana Rafael Mthombeni.
Masikhangela ngomnotho weMelika ungumnotho okhanya ngathi ungumnotho ovukileyo ikakhulu nxa sikhuluma ngegcikwana le-corona kuze fika khathesi ngoba lezakhumbula ukuthi ngegcikwana le-corona lika-2020 kwama yonke into yonke into eyenza i-economy ibe i-economy yema yathi ntsir so ke kuthe kungena ke uBiden waqala ngento eyayihlupha ukuthi khona abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni ukwenzela ukuthi nxa sebehlatshiwe banelise ukuya emsebenzini. Bahlatshwa kwama-million zona lana owakhumbulayo pha. Kwenza ukuthi ngenxa yokuhlatshwa kwabantu kube ngcono ukwesaba, kube ngcono ukuhlangana kwabantu, kube ngcono ukuqala lokuvulwa kwezikolo lama-companies. Yikho ke i-economy ibiloko intsheza ke khonapho kusukela khonapho kuze kube namhla. Mbona ngathi into eyaphambanisa i-economy ye-America yimpile e-Russia le-Ukraine. Ngoba leyo mpi ihlasele umhlaba wonke, inyikinyise umhlaba wonke ukuthi lakhona lapha eMelika kuyithintile kakhulu nxa ukhangela intengo yezinto yakhwela. Yikho kwenzakalayo lapho. Kodwa ke nxa ukhangela ilokhu intsheza nje ayikangeni ku-recession, iphakathi laphakathi nje. Njalo kuyakhanya abantu bayaqhatshwa kakhulu ngoba indawo eziningi ziswela abantu bokusebenza. Ngiyaze nje ngikhumbule ukuthi ngabe abantu bonke laba abangasebenziyo abeZimbabwe, umuntu abalayitshe abalete lapha bavuke besebenze ekuseni, bonke abantu bona labo bangasebenza ama-millions onke lawo, ngoba lapha kusweleka abantu bokusebenza umsebenzi ukhona.
Yena umongameli Joe Biden umbona elokhu engumuntu oyenelisayo na ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe leMelika?
Nxa singakhangela ngayo umongameli okwakhathesi wenza kuhle kakhulu. Ningazi nje uma sekungene ama-Republicans ukuthi athathe i-house ngapha ngaphansi ukuthi sebezamqobotsha ezintweni zakhe abefisa ukuthi azenze ngoba bona sebeyi-majority.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Rafael Mthombeni olandela izombusazwe welemelika ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Texas khonapha kwelemelika. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwalamhlanje ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iqula elilungiselela ukuphenduka kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ekhaya zivela kwele South Africa ngonhlangula lapho okuzaphela khona ama-permits azo lethekelele umngcele we-Bait Bridge izolo ukuyahlola umumo. Kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane lokhetho lamhlanje besixoxa lesiphathamandla sebandla le-MRP kunye leseZANU-PF. silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku www.voandebele.com. Olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe lamhlanje ntambama ngo 7:30.